This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom, today. Do you know that the Lord said, I will never leave you nor desert you? I will never leave you nor desert you. I don't know what you're going through, but no matter what you're going through, His promise, I will never leave you nor desert you. That means He's with you. And if you're a Christian, He's in you. I will never leave you nor desert you. I've experienced such emptiness at times, such darkness at times, such pain at times. And the Word of God comes to me. I shall never leave you, nor forsake you. I believe that word in the midst of my troubles, in the midst of my darkness, in the midst of my pain. I shall never leave you, nor desert you. He is closer to us than a Siamese twin. He is in us. He is through us. He is for us. You too. Yes, you too. I don't care about your sins. They need to be confessed and repented of. But He's closer to you than a brother. He's knocking on your door who sinned and says, I stand at the door of your heart, and I knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and dine with him. Are you saying to Jesus, I open the door of my heart to you today. Forgive my sins. Thank God for the sacrament of penance, for the sacrament of confession. I shall never leave you nor forsake you. I'm thinking of something that happened when I was a young priest. I was going through a difficult time. Don't even remember what it was about. I ended up in North Andover, I believe, at a contemplative convent. I knocked on the door. One of the sisters opened the door for me. And I walked in, and she said, what can I do for you, Father? Oh, I said, Sister, I'm having a very hard day. I need someone to pray for me. Oh, she said, yes. Come into the parlor. I will get the sisters to pray, and I will pray too. I'll never forget that day. It was a day that was so dark, but the light came streaming in when sister prayed with me, when the sisters prayed for me. Something happened. That darkness broke. It's so simple. It's so simple. God hears and answers prayer. The Lord loves and the Lord cares for you. You need another person to lay hands upon you and believe that the presence of God is for you, with you, and in you. Believe that Jesus wants to do something good for you, even a miracle. That's my job. That's my vocation. People come and they're broken. I listen with all the attention I can give. And then after they're finished, I said, well, let's pray. And we put Jesus on the job. We put Jesus on the job of what this person is going through. We ask the Lord Jesus, come and dwell in the midst of this pain. Come and dwell in the midst of this sorrow. Let your presence be known to this friend of yours. It's so simple. It's so simple. But I'm going to tell you a secret. Not many people are there to listen to the brokenhearted. Not many people are there to listen. How sad that one has to go to a psychiatrist and pay hundreds of dollars because no one will listen. Now, I'm not saying that psychiatry is bad. No, I've been to one. But so much that comes from people's brokenness and sin needs to be proclaimed in the sacrament of penance for forgiveness and healing. I'm telling you, I've been to the psychiatrist. He's a wonderful man. He loves Jesus. But there are some things he can't do. He cannot forgive my sins. No, he cannot forgive my sins. He's there to listen to me. He's there to tell me that's going to work out. He's there, but he can't forgive my sins. So what happens? I tell the person who came and told me all her pain that she needs to go to confession and confess her sins and leave the confessional free as a bird. That's real. That's real. When I was a child, I would go to confession every 2 weeks at least. I would receive mercy, forgiveness, and peace. Every 2 weeks I would go to confession. Now, I'm a priest. And I go to confession too, I have to. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Thank God I've got a good confessor. He doesn't say to me, like one person said to me, you should have known better. That's a terrible thing to tell a penitent. Of course I should have known better. That's why I'm here. I didn't know better. But that's okay. That's okay. It just tells me never, ever, ever say anything like that to a penitent. Tell the penitent, you're welcome here. God has a plan for you. His forgiveness is through his blood. And as you confess your sins, he forgives your sins. And I will give you absolution in the holy name of Christ Jesus. And so I pray, God the Father of mercy, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the whole world to himself and sent the Holy Spirit among us for the forgiveness of our sins. Through the ministry of the church, may the Lord grant you pardon and peace. I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What a privilege I have to hear people and hear their sins and their brokenness. Never would I tell them, you should have known better. No, no, no. I'm there to listen. I'm there to listen, not only with my ears, but with my eyes. They're put on the penitent with love as she or he confesses their sin. I tell you, that's what confession is all about. Going to Jesus Christ through the church, asking for mercy, for you sinned and fell short of the glory of God. But you leave that confessional free as a bird. That's Jesus' job. That sacrament was given to us on Easter Sunday. Where does it say that, Father Tom? Whose sins you forgive, he said, shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. John chapter 20. Oh, yes, Jesus gave us the sacrament of penance. Jesus gave us the sacrament of confession. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. And I'm telling you, that's 100%. No matter what you've done, as long as you're sorry and turn away from the darkness of sin. No one who comes to me, Jesus said, shall I ever reject. No one who comes to me shall I ever reject. So when people come to me for confession, I will never reject them. Because Jesus says, no one who comes to me shall I ever reject. I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing, that you, of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up, that you, on the last day. I tell you, thank God for the sacrament of penance. Thank God for confession. You know, before the penitent comes to confession, they've already asked God for forgiveness. And as they walk to the church, waiting to hear those words, I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is what Jesus gave on Easter Sunday. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. And you know, people do not use that blessed sacrament enough. They say, well, I'll do it at Christmas. I'll do it at Easter. No. We need to confess our sins. And we need to receive the mercy of God. And that mercy is extended to you. That mercy does not leave out one person who is repentant for you and for me. I remember the day of my ordination, my aunt, she really isn't my aunt, but I call her my aunt, said to me, Father Tom, I want to go to confession. My, I'm going to tell you, before I was ordained a priest of God for the Archdiocese of Boston, before I was ordained, I heard many confessions. I couldn't give them absolution. I would send them to the priest to confess their sins and to receive forgiveness as they were absolved. That's what I would do. Now, by the grace of God and through the church, the priest has been given the power of Jesus Christ to forgive sins. To forgive sins. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Unfortunately, somehow, people have lost that experience of going to frequent confessions and receiving frequent grace not to sin again. The wonderful grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. People don't receive it because they don't go to the sacrament. I think Thomas Aquinas said, when a penitent has sinned and finally desires to confess their sin, I believe he said something like this, as they are walking to the church, they are receiving forgiveness as the first fruits. And when they go to confession and tell the priest or the church, that's who I mean, their sins, and receive absolution, totally, they've been forgiven. How many times had I been in a predicament and I fell into sin? I went to confession as soon as I could. When I left the confessional, I was free as a bird. No more was I haunted by that sin. It was absolved by the blood of Jesus. Oh, Catherine of Siena, great doctor of the church, Dominican saint, said, when I go to confession, I go under the blood, under the blood, under the blood. Oh, Catherine, I go under the blood too when I go to confession. You've taught me that. You've taught me that. I go under the blood when I go to confession. You taught me that. You taught me that. I tell you, when's the last time you went to confession? When's the last time you broke with sin? When's the last time you turned to Jesus to forgive you of your sin? When the last time? Oh, I don't sin, one person said to me. I said, well, we know what the Bible says. The person who says, I don't sin, makes God a liar, because the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All, that means you, that means me. Oh, not to be tormented by it, but to know I've sinned against God and against his people, the church. I go to confession to get rid of this sin. I say it the way it is. I receive forgiveness and absolution as I repent of that sin. It's a wonderful sacrament. It's a wonderful sacrament. When people who are not Catholic come to me, I cannot give them absolution. And they confess their sins. I tell them, the Word of God says, as you confess your sins, you are given the forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. I cannot give them absolution, but I can reassure them of forgiveness through the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. I'm going to tell you a secret. Your sins are not so big that God hides his face from them. No. He hides not his face from you nor your sins, but he wants you to give them up, to confess them, and to leave the confessional free as a bird. These days, people say, well, I don't need to go to confession. Well, you know what? I do need to go to confession. Oh, I thank God, my friend, father, who is in India, is coming back to Quincy. I thank God I will confess my sins to that holy man of God. I need to do it. Not only do I want to do it, I need to do it. I need to break from sin and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. You mean Father Tom sins? He's such a good preacher about sin because he's a sinner and has been forgiven every time he sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Oh, I'm a good confessor because I've received forgiveness so many times when I went to confession and as I go to confession. You mean you sinned, Father? Oh, yes, I sin. And I can sin as a wicked person. I tell you, I thank God that God has helped me in my wickedness. People say, you're not wicked. I tell you, oh, sometimes my mind can be wicked. And the moment that happens, now by the grace of God, I give it over to Jesus Christ. I don't want to be part of that wickedness. No, I turn it over to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a temptation. And I say, no, I will not give you any credit, devil. I've been forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. Go to confession. Go to confession. Get it out of your system, all the darkness that you've been through. Get it out of the out of your mind and body and spirit, out of the non-faith that you've been through, because non-faith is sin. We need to have great faith in the name of Jesus. Great faith. Today, I was with mothers and their little children in the lower church talking about the blood of Jesus is our forgiveness. Wonderful mothers, young mothers with beautiful children, hearing the word of God that through the blood of the Lamb, we are forgiven of our sins. Jesus said it, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I told you once, I went to confession, and the priest said, you should have known better. I said, that's why I'm here. I didn't know better at that time. I need grace. I would never say that to a penitent. Never, never, never. I would say, you've come and confessed your sins, and Jesus Christ is the forgiveness of your sins, and the church will give you absolution in the holy name of Jesus. Never again would you need to think about these sins. They are as far as the east is from the west when we confess our sins to the church. It's a great and awesome sacrament. You know what's increased because people have decreased in going to confession? Do you know what has increased because people have decreased from going to confession? The psychiatrist. Oh, I believe in psychiatry, but the psychiatrist can't forgive my sins. Psychiatry has increased because people don't confess their sins. I don't need to go to confession. I'm not going to confess my sin to another man. I'm not going to confess my sin to another man. That's pride and arrogance. Pride and arrogance. I need to confess my sin. Jesus gave the church the power to forgive sins. Whose sin you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sin you retain shall be retained. If you don't believe me, read the 20th chapter of St. John's Gospel. The 20th chapter of St. John's Gospel. What a wonderful gift the sacrament of penance is, that they can come in burdened and leave free. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my God and be free. That's what happens at confession. Freedom. 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 Well, you say, I'm not going to another man. Well, tell Jesus you made a mistake in the 20th chapter of St. John. When you said, who sinned you forgive shall be forgiven. Who sinned you retain shall be retained. Tell Jesus the Lord he made a mistake. That's okay. Go tell him. But Jesus doesn't make mistakes. He's the Lord. He tells the truth because he is the truth. And he gave the church the wonderful sacrament of penance. Go to confession. Confess your sins. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.